This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
Yes, there are rats in New York City. It's been estimated there are as many as 2 million of them. I am talking about rodents, but there is another kind of rat in New York, the large inflatable kind, common at protests across the city. Marketplace's Tobin Low now on the business behind those rats.
Julian Tisch is a union organizer for Teamsters Local 814. He's standing outside an office building in Midtown Manhattan.
Read about the rat. Read all about it.
He's here to protest businesses he says hire non-union movers.
Read about this giant rat. See why we got the rat out here.
And that rat he's talking about is not just any rat. It's Scabby, a giant, ugly, inflatable rat.
Yeah, it's quite the sight, man. Did you see his stomach? It's disgusting.
12 feet tall, yellow eyes, buck teeth, and this is the official term, festering nipples. Scabby is an icon. As union president Jason Ide puts it, he's ugly and effective.
The rat is like the bat signal for the labor movement in New York. When you put the rat up, everybody walking by knows that workers right here aren't being treated fairly.
But Scabby isn't originally a New Yorker. He's from the Midwest.
My name's Peggy O'Connor. I'm the owner of Big Sky Balloons and Searchlights in Plainfield, Illinois.
Peggy co-owns the company with her husband Mike. Back in 1990, they got a call from a union steward in Chicago who wanted to make a statement. So Mike designed him a rat. But Peggy says the first design looked kind of friendly.
The union steward came back and said, not scary enough.
So Mike amped up the ugly.
He sent that design back to the union steward. The guy, the perfect!
And thus Scabby became their trademarked bestseller. These days, Peggy says they make 2 to 3 Scabbies each month in sizes 6 to 25 feet tall and costing anywhere from $2,000 to $8,000. And he's customizable.
You can put a piece of cheese in his hand. You can put a union worker in his other hand getting squeezed. Really, any options that you choose to add to that rat is a possibility.
And despite being an eyesore for businesses, Scabby's protected by the First Amendment. A New York district judge recently ruled that he falls under free speech. So the rat isn't getting exterminated anytime soon. In New York, I'm Tobin Low for Marketplace.